My name is Andrea Argudo, and I'm going to talk about the identification and characterization of polymorphic microsatellites, specifically for Vaccinium floribundum, commonly known as Martinho. Martinho is a native wild species from the high Andes of South America. It is distributed in the mountainous zones where temperatures range from 8 to 16 degrees. This species has important characteristics for the local ecosystem, native wildlife, and rural communities. However, owing to agricultural issues, this species has shown significant fragmentation, representing a considerable risk for the species conservation status. For this reason, it is important to understand the diversity and population structure of Martinho in order to develop conservation strategies and sustainable agricultural programs. In this study, we present a set of preliminary polymorphic microsatellite markers that can be used to study the genetic diversity and population structure of Martinho. 60 samples were collected from northern Ecuador. The microsatellite markers were developed by Jennifer Rountree. From the list, 30 primers were selected, synthesized, and standardized. Currently, 6 lossy have been analyzed. We generate a table in which 6 polymorphic microsatellite lossy are presented, with their respective temperature of annealing, size range, number of alleles, observed and expected heterozygosity, and polymorphic index content. As we can see, the number of alleles per locus range from 3 to 8 alleles. This is relatively low compared to other species such as high bush and low bush blueberries. On the other hand, peak values range from 0.36 to 0.69. The most informative locus is M001 with a peak value of 0.69. Expected heterozygosity values lie between 0.41 and 0.72, with an average of 0.485. According to peak and heterozygosity value, there is a moderate degree of genetic diversity in our example. Low values of heterozygosity could be explained by 3 reasons. The first one is the high rates of self-pollination compared to other species, such as lignumberry, which commonly has cross-pollination. The second one is the potential of Martinho to propagate clonally. And the third one is the mutation at the SSR primer binding sites that could lead to null alleles and loss of codominance. In conclusion, we report SSR markers development for Martinho for the first time. They have high levels of polymorphism. With this marker, we can expand the genetic characterization and develop conservation programs to preserve this biological resource. Thank you.